I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
97.1. Welcome in on a big Thursday. A thirsty Thursday, as Sully calls it. Ticket text flying in. Number of people want to know if the beef teriyaki will be served tonight, Sully.
Chicken schnitzel, beef teriyaki. Of course it will. Great beef teriyaki.
Where is Sully bartending? Which Mr. B's?
Yeah, so it's the Mr. B's in downtown Royal Oak.
Sully better get a participation trophy for the guest bartending. Is there chicken teriyaki?
Any teriyaki you want, there
All
is,
right.
Yes.
Sully better wear casual shoes while he bartends.
That's great. It's from Big G, right? Great advice.
The ticket text coming in on our opening question today. I thought last night was pretty striking as I watched the Pistons and Bucks. And no shame. I mean, it was a hard-fought game. I don't think either team played particularly well. But you watch that game, and then you watch the 76ers. And it's a striking difference in not only the way the teams have been built, the mindset, but also the star power. And kind of, you know, for years I was on the Sixers' side with it, and I got mocked, and Embiid was hurt, and, you know, and then Simmons missed last year. I get all that. But now you're seeing the actualization of the process. And I know what you'll do, and I don't really care to do it. If you have good management, you have a chance, and if you have bad management, you have no chance. Don't bring up the Sacramento Kings or the disgrace, you know, some of these other disgraceful franchises. I'm not interested because you can point directly to management. Pistons are trying to win now. Knowing, I mean, I'll be honest, I think they know they can't win it all. Stan knows they can't win it all. But they're just going to win because somehow that's the honorable pursuit. Versus tanking. And now that you've seen the most prolific tank in the history of sports, and you're seeing what it produces, has that swayed you? I mean, I don't think you can have a discussion about whose future is brighter. I just don't. That's not even a question, is it? I mean, if you want to tell me somehow that you have a brighter future than the Sixers, I'm going to ask that you sober up. Like, that's insanity. I mean, I've already, like, seriously, you can't even keep both Tobias and Avery Bradley. You're going to have to get rid of one. So what is that future again? You know, that's where it's interesting. Ticket text flying in on this. Thanks for talking about it, Mike. Love the NBA talk. I wish the Pistons would tank to get better. Embiid is a monster. He's better than Drummond and Reggie put together. Freddie, Embiid has some of the best gifts I've ever seen. I mean, he's only playing about 28 minutes a night. He's only, by his own admission, about 50 to 60% conditioning. He put up 46, 17, 7 dimes, 7 blocks, and he does it all. I'm so jealous of Sixer fans. I can't think of a more fun, promising duo going forward than Simmons and JoJo. That's from Mike. Embiid was so damn good last night. That Euro step he had was incredible. Him and Simmons are going to run the East with the Celtics for the next decade. I also stayed up after the Pistons game to watch a bit of Sixers-Lakers. Ben Simmons is Rookie of the Year. Embiid is just everything I wish Drummond could be. I'm with you. And that Euro step move he did pull was absolutely ridiculous. Seven-footers are not allowed to do things like that. I did. I stayed up way too late watching it. Sully, did you catch any of it, or were you parlaying?
Watched a little of it. I basically watched the Cavs/Pistons simultaneously last night.
Yeah.
And I didn't watch much of the 76ers. I have seen them play a few times this year.
No, it was just one of those nights. It was striking to go from one game to the other. I wanted to see if you had gotten both of them. Let's get some of the people in. See what they have to say. Let's go to Elton, 97.1. What's up, Elton?
Hey, Mike. How you doing, man?
Good. What's up?
Good. I just want to have a conversation with you about just my two cents. Now, I want to start off by saying I know I may be a little biased because I am a Pistons fan, so let's just start there. But although, yes, Embiid is awesome. I mean, the dude is he's clearly a great player. We have nobody to match him on our team, obviously. But when we talk about, like, their future being better than future, how I look at it is this. Both teams aren't going to win a championship.
I disagree.
In my mind. Like, I mean,
disagree.
I mean, I just feel like both teams aren't going to win a championship. I mean,
okay,
there's so many teams in the Western Conference right now that are, like, so much more superior when we talk about playoffs, winning 4 games out of 7. I just don't see them, even with the talent that they have.
All right, but Elton, that's a cop-out. You're doing that to make yourself feel better. If I'm asking you right now, their roster and salary cap situation versus your roster and salary cap situation, which one are you taking? Don't lie to me.
No, absolutely. We agree.
What are we doing here?
I'm telling you, I agree. You and I are on the same page when I say yes. From their roster to ours, they're much better than us. But it's like, what is the ultimate goal?
The ultimate goal is to win a championship. And I'm telling you, here's what's going to happen. You mark it down. Right. This summer won't be the summer that Philly spends their money. The summer of 2019, don't be surprised if you don't see Klay Thompson sign with the Sixers. They'll have max cap space.
Something that can happen.
I'm telling you. So you look, the Warriors can't stay together forever. They won't. LeBron, with all due respect to the King, is getting a little long in the tooth. The Sixers and the Celtics are that new guard. And the Sixers are going to be a problem in the East.
They're going to be a problem, like I said. And we could just agree to disagree happily. I'm just saying, at the end of the day, they're superior than we are. I just don't really think I believe in tanking, Mike.
Well, there it is. Now we get to the truth of the matter. That's okay. Elton, that's okay.
Yeah.
If you don't believe in it, you don't want to do it, hey, that's fine. That's fine. But you're admitting your franchise isn't going anywhere. You're admitting that to me. Now, I'm offering you what the other side of the coin can look like. And I wouldn't sit there and say the Sixers had a lot of great luck either. It's not lucky when you draft a guy who misses 2 years. It's not lucky when you draft a guy who misses his entire rookie year in Ben Simmons. It's not lucky when you draft Markelle Fultz and now he has a mysterious shoulder injury. Now, you want to say it's lucky that they signed Robert Covington off your D-League team? And now Covington is approaching a borderline all-star type player? And now they got him for $10 million a year? Yeah, that's lucky. But I'm making a point that, look, their picture is laid out for them. I mean, if Markelle Fultz ends up just being a good player, good, and you add it to Simmons, Embiid, Saric, and then whatever they get in the lottery this year, they're set up to go sign a max-level player next summer. Like, what are you talking about, Elton?
Think about how fun that would be to watch. To have a basketball team that has multiple stars that's going to be competing for championships for years to come, many years to come. They're going to be playing a championship level of basketball. The Pistons don't have a star. They don't have an identity. They're just in this mode where they're stagnant. You don't really know where they're going. They're going to try to win and try to be an average team when that's their ceiling. The Pistons' ceiling is an average team who cannot win an NBA title. That's not fun to watch. And you know what? If it takes a few years to get this right, to draft a few guys that are going to turn into stars, and to have Mike, I don't know what an accurate year is. And
what?
You know, maybe not quite a decade, not quite a decade, but have 5 to 7 years in a row where you're watching championship-level basketball from your team like you will with the Sixers.
That's
fun to watch.
No, I'm with you. And again, I respect the hell out of how hard they play. And they do buy in. And look, we've talked about the improvements Drummond has made, and that's all well and good. But it does hit you in the face, and you go, huh, what exactly are we doing here?
I just don't know why some people have such big of a reservation with tanking. It's like a pride thing. But this is also a business. You need to do what you have to do in order to get to the top. If that means going this route, then you do it. I think people need to swallow their pride with this whole, we're better than tanking, we can't do that. I just don't think that's right to say.
And understand, too, you know, at various points, teams in a given year have tried to tank to get a really good player. But the act of forcibly tanking multiple seasons year over year is a new practice. So I want to take one of your cute little pebbles out of your bag that you want to put in your slingshot, because I know you're going to say, well, teams that tank haven't won anything. We're living in a new era. Teams have never done this before like this. There's a difference between sucking and being inept or having a plan. 97.1.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.